This is Twit.
And this is something you want to do, to be honest, before you go to, say, like, the Geek Squad at Best Buy or, you know, the Apple or Microsoft store or whatever. And, in fact, usually if you're taking your device to an Apple or a Microsoft store or to wherever you might buy it from, they often will say, hey, listen, before we do some repairs on this, you got to know. Stuff might not come back the way it is.
Right.
You're taking a risk here, and if anything gets damaged, it's not on us. So these are good tips to have in general. I mean, cloning your drive before you take something in for a repair is still a good way to make sure that if something does go wrong, if you do lose any data, that you can pick up where you left off.
That's smart. Have you ever had a drive fail on you, or have you lost any data that way?
I've had portable drives fail on me, but I haven't had, thankfully, fingers crossed, I hope I'm not jinxing myself. Thanks for asking me, Ryan. I haven't had any internal drives fail yet. Now, that being said, sometimes specific files can get corrupted. I haven't had an entire drive fail on me outside of portable stuff. How that happened, I don't know. Maybe it was my backpack and it hit the couch too hard that day. Who knows what it was? But I've had specific files be corrupted, and that can be a real bummer. Actually, a couple episodes ago, we talked about cloud storage and the fact that you need backups for your backups. And it might sound ridiculous, but you know, having your stuff in multiple locations is a good way to keep yourself safe if ever that does happen, so that you have some sort of redundancy and you can access what you need to when you do. But I have taken laptops in. There's a dead pixel or whatever.
Right.
Taken laptops in, taken tablets in for being fixed. And in those situations, I always clone my drive before I send it over. And, of course, get rid of anything that I might not want other people to see or have access to.
Right.
You do kind of think, okay, I should be able to trust the Apple Store. I should be able to trust the Microsoft Store. I should be able to trust the Geek Squad. But you never know. One bad actor inside of a good system, and if you're the compromised party, that ain't going to be fun. So don't even want to risk that.
Yeah, and what happened to me one time is my MacBook Air was dying. Like, the mouse pad would stop working.
Oh, the trackpad,
Or the trackpad, yeah. And I had to take it in, but I wanted to clone the stuff off of it. So that's why I pulled everything off of the drive, gave it back to them. They were able to repair it, but in the process, they're like, well, to do this one part, we have to replace the motherboard. And if we do that, we have to replace your drive, so you're not going to be able to get that data back if we fix it. I'm like, go ahead, fix it, because I need it back. But I already had copied everything off.
See, it's a good thing you cloned it beforehand, because if you hadn't, man, that would have just, if they would have been able to get you your machine back, and then you would have been able to clone it, and then you would have had to bring it back, and then had to send it back, or you might not even have that option. Sometimes they'll make the decision and not ask first. You know, you protected yourself because you planned smartly and you cloned your drive before forking it over.
And now I'm thinking about it, I probably should do it again soon before something else happens to this laptop or one of my other ones. But what software do you use when you're making your drives?
On Macs, I've used an app called Carbon Copy Cloner. It used to be free. Now they're charging $40 for it, but they do offer a 30-day trial. So if you're using this for the first time, you can download it and give it a shot and see if it works for you. And if you do like it, and if you think this is something you're going to be using quite often, then you can go into actually paying for it. I think it's a really great option. What's nice is you can actually boot off of that backup drive that you cloned your drive to. So if, say, something goes wrong and you want to access your files on a different computer, you can actually boot off of that drive as though it were the hard drive inside of your machine.
Pretty cool.
I do got to mention that usually before I clone any drives, I do a little bit of maintenance and I do a little bit of housekeeping, so to speak. And there are a few different apps that I've used over the years on both Windows PCs and Macs. The one that I like for Macs these days, the one that I'm using the most, is called Dr. Cleaner. And this is something you can actually get in the Mac App Store. And basically, it'll just run a scan of your drive and it'll say, okay, this is what I think is a junk file. Here's what I think is an oversized file that you might not necessarily need. You know, here are some duplicate files that you might need, be willing to get rid of. That's a picture of my dad and a stepmom's dog.
Like a little Fozzie Bear.
Yeah, it's pretty cute. So it's kind of a nice way just to make sense of what you got, so that you're saying, okay, I have this photo stored in three places, plus I got it in a couple of cloud, whatever. I don't need to copy that over To an external hard drive because it's an important file, or I don't need to add that on my clone drive. If you want to keep it, you can. You can go through your stuff, kind of make sense of what you got. It's a really nice way to be able to understand what's on your drive before you clone it over, because this process takes time. It's going to take time to create an actual bootable copy of your entire hard drive on your computer,
right,
which was built for over however long you've had that computer. You've been adding files, you've been removing stuff, you've been doing all these different things on that machine, and this kind of gives you a chance to say, okay, what do I really, really need? What do I want? What's important to me?
Right.
And you might find that you don't necessarily need to take, you know, every episode of Breaking Bad that you downloaded onto your laptop in, you know, a couple years ago when you went on a binge or whatever.
Especially if you have it backed up somewhere else and you're like, well, you know, it's just going to make it take longer to clone, so I'll delete it.
Exactly. Yeah, so you know, going through and, like, deleting my local, you know, photo cache or whatever for whatever Photos app I'm using, I'll get rid of that because I know all my photos are in the cloud. I'm not necessarily going to need that. So basically the process that I take is I figure out what files I want or don't want, and then just leave myself with the stuff that I absolutely need that I'm going to clone. I'll clone my drive, then I'll sign out of all of my cloud services. So I'll sign out of my, you know, iCloud account, I'll sign out of my Adobe account, I'll sign out of my Google accounts, all of these things.
Right.
And then I completely wipe the system and then reinstall the OS.
No, that's smart. If you're a Windows user, I think a program that I've used in the past to figure out what files I have, or what, it's just a good tool for even figuring out, like, what files are taking up a lot of space on your drive.
Yeah, which can slow things down.
Is called Windurstat.
Nice.
And it's got this kind of funky display when it goes through and searches all your files and stuff. But
I love that. It reminds me of, like, the old Winamp MP3 skins that I used to have in college.
It's basic, but it shows you pretty well what files are taking up a lot of space. So and majority of the time for me, it's game files. What I'll do is I'll back up my game files and then delete them before I clone a drive just to cut down on that time.
Nice.
And I don't know about you, but most of my game files are in Steam. And it's pretty easy to, if you want to, like, back up your stuff, the best way to do it is back up, So you go to, like, Steam, the main Steam, backup and restore, next, and then you can select, like, all your games to back up. It'll compress them all.
Nice. So if you're playing Final Fantasy VII, you want to save your game save, so that you can pick up the same spot?
Well, so you gotta be careful. So this is one of the things about when you're backing up and deleting things. Some of the games, Steam will save through the cloud. Some games that aren't affiliated through Valve and stuff will save in your documents. So my documents is definitely something you want to copy over.
Okay.
I know specifically Final Fantasy saves to the documents folder.
Interesting.
But there are games that will save to the cloud, so you don't have to worry about that. But I like to back up my games into this, compresses them, and then you move them onto another drive, and then I'll delete them.
Yeah. You know what? I actually have a Windows 10 PC that I use for my Oculus Rift headset, and that the other day just crashed, like, whole thing. Yeah, so I had to reinstall the OS. I didn't back up any of this stuff. And now I'm starting over with all of my games. I don't have any of the game saves or anything. Thankfully, because my purchases are synced across, I can download those games again.
Right.
But I didn't do that, and I burned myself the other day. So I wish I would have done exactly what you're talking about right now.
Well, some of these games are like 60 gigs.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this until I got a message from Comcast. I have a data cap, apparently.
Yeah.
And I got close to it one time because I formatted my Xbox and my PC around the same time. I was cleaning house.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, whatever, I'll just download all those games again. You know, 50 gigs here, 50 gigs there. I got to about 800 gigabytes of download in about a 2-week span.
Oof. That's half your month's allotment.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably your entire month's allotment in half the time.
Ooh,
wow.
And so, like Battlefield or Doom on the PC, those are both like 60 gig games.
Yeah.